The grizzly bear is North America's largest predator. No jokes about the Internal Revenue Service, please. Until early in the century, the animal prevailed through much of the West, but hunting and development almost made the grizzly extinct in the lower 48 states. Now the bears are slowly coming back, and many Americans are having to relearn how to live around these potentially deadly animals. A program being tested in Montana aims to make the bears, and humans for that matter, better neighbors. NPR's David Barron reports.
On May 17th, Craig Dahl set out on a short day hike in Montana's Glacier National Park. The 26-year-old from Colorado headed up a ridge in the park's Two Medicine Valley, carrying a backpack and a jug of water. He didn't return.
We found Craig's remains just below the base of the cliffs up there.
Donna Taylor is a ranger at Glacier Park. She says the evidence suggests that Craig Dahl was killed by grizzlies. He apparently surprised a bear family and then tried to escape downhill. The bears pursued him.
The pack was dropped near the second switchback coming down the slope. Down in that direct line, his stocking cap was found. Farther down, his glasses were found along with some small pieces of material, like out of clothing items.
Investigators also found hair from the grizzlies. Park officials tracked down the animals and killed them to protect the public. In Glacier Park's first 54 years of existence, there were no confirmed deaths due to grizzlies. In the following 31 years, there have now been 10. Bear biologist Chris Servine of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says in the past few decades, more bears and a lot more people have begun to share the same landscape.
You know, everybody wants to live in Montana these days, and they want to have a place in some of these prime areas where grizzly bears have to live. And with this increasing development and settlement in bear habitat come increasing levels of conflict.
One center of human-grizzly conflict is Polebridge, Montana, a community of log homes and gravel roads on the western border of Glacier Park. Last year, several bears started coming uncomfortably close to houses. Pam Longton lives on the north side of town.
We probably had every week had a grizzly in our yard. They'd come right up between that building. They'd bring their cubs up. They'd come up to that doghouse and charge the dog, you know.
At another house, a grizzly ripped the door off a shed. Elsewhere, bears were found sleeping on porches. Tim Manley of Montana's Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says in years past, his agency would have trapped these problem bears and relocated them.
And what we found is over time that really hasn't worked. The bears continue to get into trouble, or they return to where they had gotten into trouble and then continue that same behavior.
So Manley and his agency decided to try something different. They called in Carrie Hunt.
I'm a bear human conflict specialist. I teach bears how to coexist with people.
Hunt has worked with bears for 20 years. Early in her career, she invented a red pepper spray, widely used to deter bear attacks. Now, after years of working independently and using her own savings, she's developed a technique she says can teach problem bears to behave. It involves bean bags, rubber bullets, and specially trained dogs.
These dogs were bred in Finland and Russia to hunt grizzly bears, and I'm using the same genes to conserve bears.
These are Karelian bear dogs. They look like huskies with thick fur and strong hind legs. They're mostly black with a patch of white between their eyes and on their chest.
They're beautiful, they're very intelligent, very intense, and very independent.
And with training, they're expert at tracking and herding bears.
Up, up, up. Good boy.
Each morning for a month this summer, Carrie Hunt, Tim Manley, and a pair of assistants have loaded the dogs into two trucks and patrolled the streets of Polebridge, looking for bears getting into trouble. The team has an advantage over the grizzlies. The scientists can track the bears electronically. Last year, the animals were trapped and fitted with radio collars. Hunt and Manley pick up the signal of a 3-year-old male that's been hanging around campgrounds and houses. They top a rise and head down toward a creek. The signal gets stronger.
Right there. Right there.
The bear is grazing 50 feet from the road, about 200 feet from a house with people on the back deck. Hunt and Manly pull over. The bear looks up nonchalantly.
We're gonna move him away.
Good. All right. I'm gonna shoot, and then I'll be ready to get the dogs out.
Tim Manly takes out a shotgun, hoping to hit the bear in the rear end with painful rubber bullets and beanbags stuffed into shotgun shells.
Hey, bear!
Get out of here, bear!
But before he has a chance, the bear runs uphill toward the house.
We don't want to chase him up to the cabin.
They jump back in the truck and head up a dirt driveway.
There he goes.
Let's get the dogs.
The chase begins.
Stay back.
Hunt and Manly take two dogs on leashes and follow the grizzly. The bear disappears in a grove of small trees. The dogs get treats.
Good job. Okay, Cass. Leave it.
Do you know how far the bear's gone?
No, we'll
probably
check
not
with the radio.
Very far, but
all we're trying to do is let him know that this is an area he can't be in. Okay, he can't be near the cabins, he can't be near the road, and show himself like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you know that harassing the bear isn't going to make it charge?
Well, because we basically give him the option to leave. And that's why when you saw we came in, we stopped to give him the option to move this way. We didn't want to push him in towards the cabin, so he felt like he had no other options.
And he chose the right way.
Manly and Hunt try to think like grizzlies. What's the animal's motivation? Where is it headed? Hunt says if a bear is hit with beanbags from a shotgun or chased by dogs every time it approaches a house or car, it will learn to stay away, just as grizzlies learn to stay out of a dominant bear's territory. The key to success, Hunt says, is sending a consistent message. The technique appears to be working. Hunt's efforts in Montana are being financed by both the state and federal governments after a trial run last year in Yosemite and Glacier National Parks. Steve Fry is Glacier's chief ranger.
We have a number of instances where we're certain that the efforts of both Carrie and Tim with the bear dogs have taught black and grizzly bears to stay away from developed areas.
That doesn't mean the bears have become harmless. In fact, the grizzlies that killed hiker Craig Dahl this May had been trained by Carrie Hunt last year. Hunt says she had been asked to keep the bears out of campgrounds, and she achieved that goal. She did not train the grizzlies to avoid people on trails. Hunt stresses that training bears alone will never eliminate human-grizzly conflicts. One must also train people.
He's right here, just to the left.
Tim Manly has tracked a grizzly to a field in the middle of Polebridge. He figures something has lured the bear into the area. Manly spots a large watermelon rind discarded in a yard. He walks over to homeowner Linda Reed, who is keeping an eye on the grizzly next door.
They do like watermelon.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get rid of it then.
Yeah, yeah. They like watermelon, cantaloupe, fruit, all that stuff.
Okay. Carrie Hunt says her team spends as much time teaching people as teaching bears, giving residents tips on how not to attract grizzlies to their homes.
They need to keep their bird feeders secure where bears can't get them. In other words, hang them up high, bring them in at night. No dog food on the porches, no garbage out where bears can get it. So that's the first line of defense, prevention.
Which is harder, teaching the bears or teaching the people?
Teaching the people, by far.
But Americans are going to have to learn to live with grizzlies and other large predators. Decades of protection are bringing many once vilified species back to abundance. Mountain lions now stalk the outskirts of Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Denver. Coyotes have become so widespread that one found its way into an elevator in downtown Seattle last year. Environmental historian Tom Dunlap, author of the book Saving America's Wildlife, says Carrie Hunt's grizzly bear training is a taste of things to come.
This may not actually work for everything, but it's certainly one of a number of strategies that we're going to have to experiment with.
it's one indication of the range and the kind of things that we have to work on if we're going to have large predators around and if we want to appreciate nature close up.
Dunlap says a century ago, Americans wanted to exterminate predators. Since then, attitudes have undergone a profound shift. Carrie Hunt fears attitudes could swing back again if too many people are maimed or killed by wild animals. Ultimately, she says, it's the bears that have the most to lose if they can't learn to get along with people. David Barron, NPR News, Polebridge, Montana.